Hi, this is Patrick Johnson. I am really looking forward to the show today, but first, a word from our attorneys.
The information provided in this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we don't guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for all members of the listening audience. Listening to this program should not be considered an engagement with SRS Capital Advisors, Inc. or Wealth Partner. Wealth Partner is a division of SRS Capital Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor whose principal office is located in Colorado. Patrick Johnson is an investment advisor representative of SRS Capital Advisors. Being a registered investment advisor or describing ourselves as being registered does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, where we believe financial wealth is one part of overall well-being. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Welcome to another episode of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. This is Patrick Johnson, and we are here together again for another Saturday, and this will be the final Saturday for a fresh recording. This initiative was kicked off when we were in a more growth-oriented phase, and Steve Hunt, who you've heard during the tax shows that we've done, he was taking client appointments, and my dance card is full for new clients, and so part of this was just to reach out to the community, add something of value for listeners taking their time on a Saturday morning, and add something of value in a dimension of health, wealth, wisdom, and those are the broader categories of all the subcategories of the dimensions of well-being, which we subscribe to at Wealth Partner. And if you've been listening to the show since April, we've leaned into a lot of really neat stuff. And I hope that your life has been enhanced by listening. But because we're shifting and realigning behind the scenes at the firm, Steve is no longer going to be taking client appointments or prospective client appointments. And again, my client community is full. I'm only very selectively taking clients right now. And so for the last month or so, I've been asking midway through this show that, look, if anybody out there is listening and getting some benefit from this and would like to reach out to us and let us know that you're getting benefit or let us know what you'd like to be hearing more of, then we'd love to hear from you. And while the other Saturday hosts have said that they get a lot of engagement from the community with their shows, we're just not seeing it at the level that we feel like we need in order to keep spending the time and energy and money on this initiative. So this is my last show, and I'm kind of sad about it because I've really enjoyed this. It's been fun just to have interesting hosts and talk about interesting topics and lean into the stuff of life together. But I'm going to go out this morning with just another story that's from my personal experience. And it's in service to the community, as you'll see in a moment, but it's also just in service to this belief that I have that we can always be doing life better. And I'm an optimizer, that's true. But if we're in touch in our deepest selves with that which is infinite, you know, words for that are source, ground of being, God, etc. If we're in touch with that, then we're in touch with something that's infinite. And if we're moving in a deeper relationship with that and letting that relationship motivate our action, then we're always just beginning, because if we're moving into something infinite, we're just starting always. And there's a humility that comes with this awareness that's profound. And so with this show, I'm hoping to submit a paradigm for consideration of just good vibes is what it boils down to, just living life in a higher vibrational state. I really believe that there are two ways of being in the world. One is that we can believe that God is for us, whatever your understanding of God is, but that God is for us or not. And if God is for us, then everything's working for us and we can trust any and all circumstances. And what we might call good circumstances are easy to call for us, and what we call challenging circumstances are easy to label and judge as bad. I know when I was bedridden about a decade or so ago now, as a father of young children and a provider, and it was a terrifying experience. And I had a choice to make. Either this is for my good or it's not. And if it's the former, I just got to settle in and go for the ride and choose love. And if it's the latter, well, got some bigger issues. And I think we have that choice just day to day in the little things, just life as it comes our way. And so this is a story of some life that came my way, and it's highlights what I'm dancing around here thematically with a practical example. And I think I'll dive into the metaphysics here just a little bit more by way of swan song. And I will say that once one is resolved in their heart that we have a fundamental choice to believe that source is for us or not, if we choose the former and choose that God is in our corner, the next choice is more granular and tactical in nature. And it's that we can go through our lives and we can see what kind of vibrational state we're in. There's no arguing the cutting edge of quantum physics, which is submitting that we are energy. At our core, string theory submits that we cannot find that which we would want to call matter. We thought it was the atom, and then you get into the atom, and there's as much relative distance between a proton and an electron as the Earth and Pluto. You know, that math might be off for you physicists out there, but it illustrates the point effectively that there's a lot of blank space and energy. And ultimately, the string theory submits that we can't find that fundamental, what we thought the atom was, that fundamental piece of matter that we could say we are made of. So we're really more space on a cellular level, subatomic level, than we are matter. And it's just energy moving at different rates of speed, which manifests as matter and form. And as we resonate, there are practical things we can do. You know, there's the clean eating, there's the clean living in general, exercise, all of those obvious things that we've heard ad nauseum, but there's also clean thinking. And clean thinking starts with awareness of our energetic state. And there are two states of being. There's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And with the same intonation and inflection, I can say hatred, rage, anger, jealousy, ignorance. And even with the same intonation and inflection, the latter has just a different weight to it. It's a heaviness, and it's a state of being that we don't want to stay in. And so part of our coaching at Wealth Partner is to help clients lean into what are the ways that we can have awareness of our state of being. Our thoughts are electric. You know, we can map this. You can measure it. It's an electrical current. Our thinking patterns are electric. Our heart, our emotions are magnetic, and what we think and what we feel create our personality, and our personality creates our personal reality. And so awareness of the state that we're in is key to how we show up in the world. And so whatever those things are, it could be your own self-awareness, it could be a loved one, a partner, spouse, children, friends. But once we have awareness of our state, if we're in this state of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, then we're in a harmonious state of being as qualified by either acceptance of what is. We might not like it. You know, if we're changing a tire at 3 a.m. on the side of the road, as one of my favorite teachers illustrates, we might not be enthusiastic about that or even enjoying it, but we can at least accept it and fall back into a state of peace about it. Or we can be enjoying what we're doing. And that's really the majority of where we're going to be living our lives is in a state of enjoyment. Or we can be enthusiastic, enthusiasm, entheos, where we're inspired. It's that peak state of inspiration. And I'm formally trained as a flow coach, the science of finding how to drop into flow, which is that peak state of creativity and inspiration. So again, we can be in one of the three harmonious ways of being: acceptance, enjoyment, or enthusiasm. That is going to manifest as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, etc. Or we find that if we're not in one of those states, that we are causing harm to either ourselves or others or both. So awareness of our state of being. And I had an experience happen where I had to make this choice and kind of work through the rubric from a lower state of being, lower energetic frequency up into a higher state of being. And this is a story of that arc that I want to share with you. And it's with a local business, and the businessman has had a profound impact on how I show up in the world. And here's the story. Some of you that might have read the book or have heard me talk on the show know, about a decade or so ago, when I was bedridden and had lost everything financially and was in a really tough spot on a lot of levels, existential and otherwise, we had to make some hard decisions. And we moved out here and got well, and now we're better than we've ever been. And it's been just an incredible 7 years of abundance and growth and expansion. And in the early stages of that, it was kind of touch and go. I had to really choose to believe that all this was working for my good and the challenges of that. But part of my challenge was my body would ache from the residual symptoms of Lyme occasionally. And I'm also a mountain athlete, and I would push myself hard, and it was time to buy a hot tub. So I went over to Hanson Hot Springs over there on Academy and talked to the salesperson. And I wanted a really good tub, one that would jet really well and, you know, blow me off the seat and really get in there and massage the muscles and make my back and joints and leg muscles all feel better. And so I was looking more in the arena of therapy tubs. I wanted something with clean water. I didn't want chlorine. And these tubs are specialty tubs. They come with a pretty steep price tag. But we decided to splurge on that. And so I bought this tub. I think they retail now for $20,000, $22,000. And I paid a little south of that because this was some time ago now. But it was a big investment. And it was just a great decision. And for reasons that I was kind of surprised by. Yes, I enjoyed the relief that I felt after long days in the mountains and when the occasional symptoms of Lyme would pop up, or if it was even that, I don't know what was coming up, but I just needed massage, and this tub was great and I was loving it. The heat was really helpful. But then the kids, I think my son was about 11 at the time, my daughter was 9, and they would come out and join me, and we would have these long soaks and just talk about the stuff of life and enjoy being together. And it was just a delightful thing. And I was loving having this tub. And the sales process at Hanson had been great. Their service team had been good. I was keeping everything up to date. And it had like a 5-year warranty or so. And around year 4, this breaker started to trip. And it was driving me crazy. I would go out to go for a soak, and the kids would be all excited to get in with me, and the tub would not be the right temperature because the breaker had tripped. And so I called the service tech out, and he couldn't figure it out. He came up several times, and finally they said it must be something with my electric system. So we leaned into that, and I spent some money to get an electrician to certify my house system, and everything checked out and looked good. And so I started an email string, and I started copying the owner just so he would know what was going on. He never chimed in. He was letting his team do their work, but it was starting to get frustrating. And several months went by, and the tech would have me drain the tub and then refill the tub. And it just, you know, swap out a part and, you know, I think making a best effort, but it just wasn't getting fixed. And these are not sophisticated machines. I am an employer. I push myself harder than I push anybody else. And I just appreciate results. And it just wasn't happening. Winter was approaching. And so at one point, the tech told me that he had replaced every possible part that could fail and that he was at a bit of a loss and that he was going to come up for one more inspection. And he had an idea, but a freeze was coming and it was imminent. And I told him as much. I said, look, you know, we're getting ready to have a significant freeze up here in Woodland. I'm concerned about leaving the tub full. Is it okay? And he said, oh yeah, just leave it running, and moving water doesn't freeze as easily as stagnant water. And I said, well, I'll drain it and I'll vacuum out the lines and get this thing winterized. I'm nervous. And he said, well, I'll be up there. It'll be fine. Well, the freeze rolled in. Oh, and by the way, I sent an email. I confirmed my understanding. And there was this very clear string that I was advised to leave a tub full as a freeze was coming. And so it came, it was a very hard 2 days. And after a couple of weeks, the tub finally started thawing. I mean, it was ice everywhere. And as it thawed, leaks I mean, it was just, it started to drain because of leaks in the pipes. And I thought, oh no, now we have a real mess on our hands. And I was really frustrated because at this point, the tub was out of warranty. And I was, you know, finding myself consistently just irritated and missing time with my kids. And my body felt bad. And I was just getting ticked. And I was aware of this lower state of being. And I kept choosing, okay, this is all going to work out. There's a reason for this. But I also needed to handle it professionally and get on top of this. And so I finally reached out to the owner, Andy. And Andy was very professional, and he would chime in with quick answers. Didn't seem to be sensitive to the kind of frustration that this might be causing me. But, yeah, you know, he deals with these kinds of things every day, probably just customer service issues. And he was professional, to his credit. But I wasn't feeling seen. And so I kind of had to swallow that a little bit. But finally, Andy said, look, I don't know. Our tech clearly isn't figuring it out. I'm going to pay to have a crane come up and take it to my warehouse. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So now we're out of warranty. Now it's going to be in a warehouse. And I was counseled to leave it full. It froze. Pipes are broken. It could break more in the transfer. I mean, this company is going to have a pretty easy opportunity to weasel their way out of what I see as a commitment that they might have to me. And not an insignificant one, because it's an expensive asset. So anyway, that was our best option. And Andy and I chatted for a few minutes on the phone. And he was lighthearted about it, but kind of made some jokes like, hey, I'm going to be out of pocket because I'm going to be hunting for a few weeks. And I promise you, this isn't going to cost you more than 20 grand or something like that. And I didn't say anything to that. And I think now in retrospect, he was completely just kidding. Because I didn't know the man, but I was irritated, and I said, "Well, I hope not." And we hung up the phone, and the crane came, took it away. Didn't hear anything for, I don't know, about a month or more. And I was getting frustrated, so I sent out a note and asked for an update. And Andy chimed back in. He explained that, we had some techs working on it, and that it just takes time. And I said, "Okay, well, you know, keep me posted." And in my mind, this is not a sophisticated piece of equipment. It's a matter of looking at a few parts. And I didn't hear from him for another couple of weeks. And I checked in, and he said they're still trying to figure out where all the leaks were coming from, that they had to scrape the foam off of all the pipes. And, you know, that is a big job, I guess. And I was just kind of fed up. And I think I sent my one snarky email in the process for that. And I said, "Look, Andy, you know, I've torn down and reconstructed whole plumbing systems within homes in shorter amounts of time than it's taking you all just to find a few leaks in a tub. Let's get this sorted." To which he responded, "You know, you're welcome to come down with a hammer and help us figure it out." And I said, "No, I want you all to do it." And you know, we had this little back and forth, and that was kind of the end of it. And then a few more weeks went by. I didn't hear anything, and I was just furious. And my wife was saying, "Gosh, this is not feeling good. You know, this thing's been out of commission for a year and a half now, and we're probably looking at just having to chalk this whole thing up to a loss." And I was thinking, yeah, well, it really depends on how this company does business. And I ended up reaching out to Andy one more time, and he said, "Hey, I've got a solution for us. Can we chat?" And to which I responded saying, "You know, Andy, I prefer to handle these things face-to-face. If you're okay with it, I'll come by the store and we can just talk and you can tell me what you think the solution is." So I was running numbers. I was thinking he was going to give me the replacement value of a used tub or something like that, and was prepared for that to be gracious in his mind. I think I'm used to doing business with contracts and everybody's looking to take advantage of the other. And I just like doing business on a handshake and a smile and trust. And that just doesn't exist much anymore. And it puts bad vibes in the culture when it's not out there. So I was kind of calibrated to, you know, a tougher negotiation. And I showed up, and he came out and sat down, and no small talk. It was just, "Okay, you know, what are you thinking?" And he said, "Patrick, that tub over there, it's a brand new model. It's the top of the line. It's exactly what you have with an additional few features, and that tub is yours if you want it." Now, I looked at him, and he looked at me. This was just the way he does business. But I was a bit slack-jawed, and I just extended my hand, looked him in the eye. We held a gaze, and with men, There's a lot that's said in the gaze. And I shook hands with that man and I said, thank you. And he said, if you'll pay for the crane, then I'll have it delivered. And that was the end of it. And about a week later, I heard from his admin that they were going to be delivering and that I just needed to settle up with the crane service. And I got a brand new tub out of the deal. And I've rarely had that kind of experience. And it was so delightful to have that within the Colorado Springs business community. And there's somebody that's standing behind their brand, standing behind their people, standing behind their business and their own reputation. And I just thought that was worth sharing because Andy had a choice and I had a choice. During the course of that email exchange over about a year, you know, I had the choice to just stay in that lower vibrational state, that anger, almost rage some days, or I could choose to be aware of that and do what I need to do to move toward a higher vibrational state. Just pause before sending the email or check my language or try just to give the benefit of the doubt. And Andy had the choice to be like, man, this guy is wearing me out. I'm just doing my best. And he could have gotten punchy on his end because, you know, the reality is he was doing his best. And we both were choosing a higher vibe life. We were choosing to be aware that we don't want to be in this lower vibrational state. And before we respond, before we engage, we're going to elevate. And there was more peace and joy. And ultimately, those things are rooted in love. And there's all kinds of different forms of love. But I guess this is all just a story. And Andy is not paying for this. He doesn't even know that I'm doing this show. I just want to use the story. And I hope he gets business from it. If any of you are thinking about investing in a spa and therapy a tub or just you know, a high-end patio or deck or all of the services that they offer, I'll put a link in the show description for this on the KRDO website. But go do business with the Andys of the world, the Hansons of the world, and be that as well in your own business and or life. And let's choose collectively to pause and run our awareness over our emotional state and just make sure that we're vibrating at what I believe really is our home state of being, of love and joy and peace. That is who we are at our core. And our mission at Wealth Partner is, I mean, it's in our tagline, your peace, our purpose. We exist to help people thrive and expand into all that they can be. And so I hope that this story has inspired some positive thinking about how we show up in the world. Maybe you're dealing with a challenging situation yourself right now, whatever that might be. It might be relational dynamics. It could be something more tactical, just like this, just the stuff life throws at us. And the name of my novel is One Conscious Breath. And anything that I have to offer is summarized in that title. And that teaching comes from one of my favorite teachers. The last name is Tolle. And he teaches about if we can just pause throughout the day and take one conscious breath several times throughout the day, that we will stay in that home state of being of love and joy and peace and patience. And we'll engage with each other just with a different feel. And so I think that the best teaching happens through story. There's a long tradition of that across all wisdom traditions, and anything that's good that's flowing across these airwaves, coming across my vocal cords, if I'm living my life right, it's just something beautiful that wants to flow through me. And those of you that have read the novel have read the story of having it all and losing it all, you know, and then coming out on the other side of it. And in that moment when I woke up, I took that one conscious breath, I was profoundly aware of this beauty, of this light that wanted to flow through me. And at the same time that I felt that wanting to flow through me, I felt it and saw it in everybody else. And that's the way that I I see this Colorado Springs community, so much beauty, so much potential for love and joy and linking arms and doing life better together. And I walk around during the day wanting to see that manifest, you know, really heaven come to earth, or more accurately, an awareness that we are there now, if we can just see it. And ultimately, the more people that see it, the prophecy is fulfilled. The lion lays down with the lamb. The swords are beaten into plowshares. So I'm just putting my truth out there in this final episode, because I'm only trying to encourage us all through a story that might inspire us into being what I know that we are at our best. And this is illustrated best, in my opinion, when we're in times of crisis. I mean, we just went through 9/11 on Monday. I'm recording this on the later in the week, the Wednesday of the 9/11 week. And I saw the men and women that were climbing the incline with 60 pounds of gear to mark that date. And it just reminded me of the nobility of the human spirit and what we're capable of when things are darkest, and how we rally together. Our default setting, the immediate response to those attacks was love for other and wanting to help. And then it turned to, you know, the political and the rage and the anger and vengeance. And there's a whole nother show potentially on that, which I guess I'll never do. But that immediate response was running into the challenge, pulling people out of the carnage, helping. And let's just live a little more like that, a little lighter, a little more energy, a little less matter, a little more love and joy and peace. And just see if we can usher in that kingdom that Jesus talked about. And his teaching was metanoia, you know, see differently. It got interpreted at one point as repent, which has a whole nother layer to it, but just see differently. And if you do, you'll see that this kingdom is among us, it's within us, and it is a joyful place. So that's it from me. And I appreciate you listening. I've enjoyed being with you, and I wish you all the best. And with a whole lot of love in my heart, cheers.
Listeners are encouraged to consult a professional advisor before implementing any of the strategies presented. The material in this program is for education purposes and is not intended to provide investment, tax, legal, health, or medical advice. Past performance does not guarantee future success. Information in this program is not an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell the investments, investment strategies, securities, or well-being services mentioned herein. All expressions of opinion reflect the judgment of the speakers as of the date of the radio show and are subject to change and are not statements of material fact. Opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all of the supporting facts to verify these opinions. The advisor may not transact business in states where it is not appropriately registered, excluded, or exempted from registration. Individualized responses to persons that involve either the effecting of transaction in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made without registration or exemption.